John chapter number 20, verses 30 and 31. John writes this, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in the book. But these are written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." I want to preach on this thought of, "But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ." Last Sunday, I preached part two of a sermon titled, "But Thomas." Both parts of that sermon can be found on Facebook, YouTube, and sermon audio. And I would recommend that if you did not hear the second sermon of "But Thomas," I recommend that you find it and listen to it. After retelling the events of these first two Lord's days, remember the first meeting on a Sunday evening when the disciples were gathered together, the doors shut for fear of the Jews, and Jesus appeared in their midst, but Thomas was not there. And then, of course, the second Lord's Day in the evening where they all met again. This time Thomas was there. Jesus appeared again in their midst. After retelling the events of these two Lord's days, John makes a bit of a footnote here in verses 30 and 31. He tells us that there were many other signs or miracles or wonders that Jesus did in the presence of his disciples. Things that John, by the direction of the Holy Spirit, did not write down. Okay? But John is letting you know that Jesus did many other signs. And maybe miracles and wonders before his disciples. That John has not written down, but he wants you to know that many other things were done. A few of those signs and wonders are recorded by the other gospel writers. Matthew, Mark, and Luke include some things that John did not. But many of these signs are simply not recorded at all. The many other signs that John refers to could possibly be a reference to the entire ministry of Jesus, his 3.5 year public ministry. When John says there were many other signs, it could be referring to the entire ministry of Jesus. But most probably he's referring to these post-resurrection activities that Jesus did, these post-resurrection signs that Jesus did. Any controversy as to whether John is referring to the whole of Jesus' ministry or whether he's just referring to the post-resurrection signs and wonders, it's silly and it's pointless to make a controversy about that. And I say that it's silly because John 21, the next chapter and the last chapter of this great book, John 21 and 25, the Bible says, "And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which if they were to be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." Amen. So the truth is, here in John 20, verses 30 and 31, John is probably referring to the post-resurrection signs and wonders that Jesus gave to his disciples. But John, in the next chapter, in the final chapter, as he closes the book, he lets us know that the entire public ministry, the entire life of Jesus, there were so many things that were done that if everything was recorded, John says, I don't suppose the world could contain the books. There is a lot about the earthly ministry of Jesus, the earthly life of Jesus, that we just are not told and that we will never know. In chapter 21 and verse number 25, John is certainly referring to the entire life and ministry of Christ. Again, to to try to bring a controversy, as some have tried, out of verses in 30 and 31 about what is John referring to is just silly. Now, John tells you why he has carefully written not just the entire gospel, but more specifically, why he has written about the death and the burial, and even more specifically, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he tells you the reason for it, the purpose for it, and the purpose for his record. The purpose for, and this is a record, this is not a story, this is not a work of fiction, this is a record, okay? This is historical. This is a historical record. And John tells us that the reason that he recorded these things is so that you and I might read them and that we might believe in Jesus Christ. That's why John has written what he has written. So that you and I might believe that Jesus is the Christ, or the promised Messiah of the Old Testament. So that you and I would believe that Jesus is, was, always will be the Son of God. So that you and I will believe that Jesus Christ is God Himself, the second person of the Holy Trinity. And that you might have abundant life and eternal life through His name by believing these things. For there is no salvation in any other name. There is no salvation in any other person. And John says, I've written these things that you might believe on the name of the Son of God and that you might have eternal life. And this is one of the reasons, and this book has been, it's been such a joy to preach through, and I will absolutely miss preaching every Sunday morning through the Gospel of John. But what John has written, it's so much different than the Synoptic Gospels, than the other Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It's so much different. It's so rich. And it's why when a person is interested in becoming a Christian, that we always tell them, go to the Gospel of John and begin to read there. For years upon years upon years, I and other men of God have always directed unsaved people, go to the Gospel of John and read the Gospel of John. Because John has written these things that people might believe, and through belief have eternal life. There is no salvation in any other name. There is no salvation in any other person. Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 12. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name given among heaven, among men, whereby we must be saved. Acts chapter 10, 42 and 43. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead, to give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him should receive remission of sins. Matthew chapter 1 and verse number 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. My friend, there is no other name. Salvation comes by no other name, and it comes by no other person other than Jesus Christ. John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. 1 John 5:11-12. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And what John writes about the resurrection is to help us believe in Christ. And what John writes about the death and burial of Jesus is to help us believe in Christ. What John writes about the life of Christ is to help us to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to believe on that name, to trust that name. The entire Gospel of John is to point us to Jesus. Indeed, the entire Bible is given to us to point us to the Lord Jesus Christ. This entire book is about one thing, and that one thing is pointing us to our Savior, our Redeemer, the only hope of man, Jesus Christ. He is our help and our hope, and the whole Bible points us to Him. All of it points us to Him. All the Old Testament points to Jesus Christ, the only name whereby we must be saved. So John says, I wrote these things that people would believe on Jesus Christ and have eternal life. Back in John chapter number 5, Jesus is presenting to the unbelieving Jew, if you will, witnesses that He is true and that He is the truth. Preached on it many years ago. Jesus is bringing forth witnesses. And he says, I'm not going to be one of the witnesses because, you know, you need people outside to be a witness, okay? You don't just take a man at his word, but there is evidence and there are witnesses that verify. And Jesus says that these witnesses I bring before you that you would believe that I am true and that I am the truth, that I am the Son of God, that I am sent from heaven. And in John 5:39, Jesus says to them, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they that testify of me. And so one of the witnesses that Jesus brings forth is the Holy Scriptures. And they were told to search the Scriptures that they might learn of Jesus Christ. This is spoken to unbelieving Jews. It was an appeal to unbelieving Jews. The idea in John 5:39, and that's the scripture that I want you to remember this morning. Write down, put a ribbon there, whatever. Search the scriptures. John tells us, I wrote these things that you might believe in the name of the Son of God, that you might have eternal life. John also said, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. And so the appeal is made to these Old Testament Jews. Well, they're here on our New Testament now, but he appeals to them concerning the Old Testament scriptures. Scriptures that they were familiar with. Scriptures that they, especially the leadership, had read. Okay? And so he makes the appeal for them to search those scriptures. Because they testify of me. They are a witness of me. They speak of me. Listen, you can find Jesus Christ all throughout the Old Testament. He's on nearly every page. Even though his name is not there, he is there. The prophets all spoke about Jesus Christ. Oh, the Old Testament is filled with pictures and types and shadows pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he says to these unbelieving Jews, search the scriptures. Search the scriptures. They would have been familiar with them. But, you know, many times people, they just read, and they don't search the scriptures. Now, don't get me wrong. Reading the Bible is better than not reading the Bible, okay? But the Bible was meant for more than just a quick, cursory run over. It was meant for more than just a speed read through it to check off the next day. It was meant for more than that. It was meant for more than just a few minutes, God forbid, every week. The Bible, the Word of God, is to be tasted. It's to be memorized. It's to be meditated upon. It's to be compared with other Scripture. That means it's to be studied. Scripture with Scripture. It's to be hidden in our hearts so that we can remember it throughout the day without having a Bible in our hands. We can recall the Word of God. Way too many people read a teaspoon of Bible and then go to Google and try to figure out what they believe. that's no good. That's no good. It's just no good. Don't do that. He appeals for them to search the scriptures. To search the whole of scriptures. To search from cover to cover. Compare one passage with another passage. To find the true sense of the word of God. Comparing one verse to another verse. One verse explaining another verse. We must search the scriptures to the very depths. We'll never get there, but we must try to plumb the bottom and search the width of the scriptures and the depth of the scriptures and the height of the scriptures. We need to find out what they seemed, more than what they seem to say on the surface, but what they really say in the fullness. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Search the scripture. Get yourself a good concordance. Get a good cross reference where you can look at different verses and understand the meaning of one. He tells them to search. Search. Don't just read. Search. Study. Understand. Meditate. Muse. Us as Christians, we should search the scripture with diligence, with earnestness, labor in the scriptures, study the scriptures. You know, it's much easier just to read, just to speed read through your daily reading. It's much easier to do that. But think about what you're reading. If you don't understand what you're reading, read other scriptures of the same nature. I've said it many times before, we cannot take a lazy, light-hearted, lackadaisical, lightweight look at the scripture and have it do us much good. We just can't. We must open the Bible with some intensity, laboring, seeking, searching, studying to find the truth. We should aim for something when we open the Bible. We should be desiring something when we open the Bible. Not just, oh, well, I got to get this reading done today and skim over it and check it off. No. You should open the Word of God seeking something, desiring something, wanting something, looking for God to speak to your heart, looking for an advantage from the Scripture. We must search for hidden treasures. We must dig as we're digging for gold or silver or rubies. We must dive like we're diving for pearls. We must search daily like the Bereans did in Acts chapter number 17. Listen, these things teach us about Jesus Christ and about how to make heaven our home. If you're not a Christian and you're genuinely seeking God, you need more than what you get here on a Sunday morning. You should read it for yourself. Search it for yourself. Study it for yourself. Bring a smile to my face when I read about someone who delves into the Bible to prove it wrong. And sure enough, they end up getting saved. Or they delve into the Bible to prove someone else wrong. And they end up getting saved. If you're genuinely seeking God, you must seek Him through this book. Because this is where you'll find God. This is where you'll find the way to God. This is the way you'll find eternal life. This book and this book alone. Read this book. Start in John's Gospel. And read it carefully and slowly all the way through. In John 5, Jesus gives two things that we are to have as our goal. In John 5, verse 39, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. That's one goal. And the second goal is, they are they that testify of me. To learn about heaven and how to get to heaven. And to learn about Jesus Christ and that He is the way, the only way, that's what we are to look for in the Scripture. Search the scripture for heaven as our goal. Search the scriptures for in them you think you have eternal life. The Bible tells us about that eternal state or life after death. And then the Bible offers us eternal life. The Bible contains the chart that describes heaven, the charter that conveys to us heaven. The Bible contains directions that lead us to heaven. The Bible contains the foundation as our hope for heaven. And the Bible is worth searching. The Bible is worth reading. It is worth spending time in. But look at what Jesus said to the Jews. For in them ye think ye have eternal life. These Jews had the Holy Scriptures, and they held the Word of God in high esteem. They held the Old Testament in high esteem. And because of that, they thought they were going to heaven because they had Old Testament Scriptures. If they had searched the Scriptures, they would have known that people don't go to heaven just because they have Bibles. You don't go to heaven just because you have a Bible. You don't go to heaven just because you read your Bible. You don't go to heaven just because you're an expert or a theologian or a pastor and you teach and preach the Bible or study the Bible. You don't go to heaven just because you memorize parts of the Bible. I know people today who claim to be atheists that probably can quote more of the Bible than you can and I can. Just because you go to church doesn't mean you're going to heaven. Just because you try to be kind to other people doesn't mean you're going to heaven. Just because you are baptized doesn't mean you are going to heaven. Just because you repeated a prayer after someone there at the front of the church does not mean you are going to heaven. If you would search the scriptures, you would find that going to heaven is through Jesus Christ and Him alone. And He is the way to heaven. He is the way to eternal life. We must search the scriptures for Christ as the way to heaven. He says, they are they that testify of me. Let me just give you an example. I preached this sermon many, many, many years ago. I'm talking about 28, 29 years ago. I preached on Noah's Ark. And because Noah's Ark is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. The entire world was destroyed and they found safety and salvation in the Ark. Because they believed God. They believed the Word of God. I preached on the Ark my early years here. And I mean, feel free to say it. It was kind of gutsy, I thought. One of the women in the church told me it was one of the longest, boringest sermons she'd ever heard. I've often looked at it and wondered about reworking it and trying it again for a different result. But you read about the ark that Noah built and you see Christ, the salvation of mankind in that ark. He's all through the Old Testament. All through the Old Testament. The scriptures, the Old Testament scriptures in the case that Jesus was referring to, they testify of Christ. They point to Christ. They witness to the Son of God. The Old Testament scriptures are a witness to who Jesus Christ is and was. The Holy Spirit and the prophets testified of Christ. 1 Peter 1, 7 to 11. The Old Testament prophets testified of Christ. They preach the purposes and the promises of Christ. They preach the Christ by the previous prophets. The Jews knew very well that the Old Testament testified of Messiah. They knew very well. They were very familiar with the passages that talked about the coming Messiah. And yet, when applying these witnesses to the evidence of Jesus Christ who stood before them, they were careless and they were clueless and they didn't seem to get it. And so Jesus sent them back to the scriptures. Search the scriptures. They testify of me. And the truth is, if they had went back into the Old Testament scriptures and carefully studied the prophecies and everything that spoke of the coming Messiah, if they had carefully studied, it would have dawned on them and they would have seen this Jesus of Nazareth is indeed the Messiah, the Son of God. They would have seen it. Again, if you're here and you're not a Christian, I urge you to search the Scriptures, looking for that way to heaven, looking for the truth about Jesus Christ. Read carefully, considerately, read thoroughly. Search diligently. For in the pages of the Word of God is the hope of eternal life, and it's the truth about Jesus Christ. As you search and study, you'll find that Jesus is the way to eternal life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father, no man comes unto God the Father, except through Him. Except through Him. 1 John 5:11, and this is the record that God hath given us, eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Second Timothy 3:15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. From a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. This is saying exactly what several other Scriptures are saying that we've read this morning. This is 2 Timothy 3:15 is exactly what we read in John 20 and 31. It's exactly what we read in John 5 and 21. Exact same thing. Search the Scriptures. Know the Scriptures. Because in the Word of God, you'll find Jesus Christ. And when you find Jesus Christ, you'll find eternal life. I urge all of us this morning to search the Scriptures this year. Honestly, this is a little maybe kind of difficult to say, but I'd honestly rather that you spend a good deal of time in one chapter than whizzing through 10. Again, I'm not against just sitting down and reading the Bible at all. I'm not against that at all. I'm absolutely not against a Bible reading schedule and plan. I'm all for it. And I thank Brother David, who they're not able to be here today, but for putting that together for us. It's a good thing. But don't just, Brian, I think I remember you saying this last year. Don't just read to tick a box. Or to run a line through that day's reading. Read to understand. Read and meditate. Read and study. Read and search. Be like a miner that digs beneath the earth until he finds that vein rich with precious metals or stones or oil or coal. Be like a lioness who's been robbed of her cubs and searches out the culprit until she rescues her young. Search, search, search. Be like a coon hound on the trail of a coon. Be like a rabbit dog on the trail of a rabbit. Be like a bloodhound on the trail of an escaped convict. Search, search, dig, dig. Meditate, study, search the Scriptures. John said, I wrote these things so that you might believe in Jesus. I didn't write these things so you could tick a box. I wrote these things so you might believe in Jesus and that you might have eternal life. That's why I wrote these things. And what a shame for you to read the Scriptures and miss eternal life. Search the Scriptures as a man lost in the desert searches for water. As a man lost in a storm searches for shelter. As a homeless and hungry man searches for food. Search the Scriptures as if your life depends upon it. Because it does. The person looking for the way to heaven and the way to God are not only the ones who should search the Scriptures, but every believer should search the Scriptures. You should believe what you believe because you found it in the Bible, not just because you've heard me declare it. If someone asks you, well, why do you believe that? Don't you dare say, well, that's what my pastor says. Well, that's what our church teaches. Don't you dare do that. If someone says, why do you believe that? And you don't have a better than answer than that, you just should say, you know what? I don't know why. I'm dumb. Don't you dare say, oh, we believe that because the church teaches that, or we believe that because our pastor said it. You say, I believe that because I have read it and studied it in the Bible, God's word, and that's why I believe it. Amen. If you can't say that, don't give an answer. Don't blame me, okay? Believe it because you believe it, because you found it to be so in the Bible. Now, don't get me wrong. You ought to take into consideration what I say to you, okay? But you need to search the scriptures like the Bereans. Paul said the Bereans were more noble than the Thessalonians because they went daily and they searched the scriptures to see if what they'd heard preached was real, if it was true, if it was right. For 31 years, I have told you to do that against my preaching. The entire time I've been here, I've told you to do that. Don't believe something just because I say it. I'm fallible. I'm human. I can be wrong. I have been wrong. I've stood here on one or two occasions and apologized for being wrong. Search the scriptures. Search them honestly, comparing scripture with scripture. Read the whole verse. I saw a pastor several years ago. He was teaching on a subject, and the Bible didn't really line up with his beliefs. But he was gonna twist the scripture. The Bible talks about them twisting the word of God to their destruction. And they put all the verses on the. And the reason I don't put all the verses on the screen is because I want you to bring your Bible. Okay? That's what I want. I want you to bring your Bible. And so if I put all the verses on the screen, you won't have any reason to bring your Bible. But I watched him. I know this fella. And I watched his service online. And he was teaching something that was not in alignment with the scripture. And somehow I think he knew that. Because he made a point. And he put up the first half of the verse that seemed to agree with his point. And I'm screaming at my computer screen, put up the second half. The second half contradicts your position. But he stopped right in the middle of the verse. And he showed his people the first half that seemed to agree with him. All his people had to do was read the second half and say, oh, my pastor's wrong. Read the whole verse. And guess what? Read a bunch of verses before it and a bunch of verses after. That's called context. You know what pulling words out of context does. It completely destroys people's words. It destroys the meaning. Search the scriptures, my friend. If you want to know the way to heaven, if you want to know who Jesus is, if you want to be born again, saved, have eternal life, search the scriptures. Search the scriptures, brother and sister. You want to know the truth about Bible doctrine? Search the scriptures. You want to know truth about other subjects? Search the scriptures. John and every other penman of Holy Scripture wrote what they wrote under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, that you and I might believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and find eternal life. And John says, I wrote these things that you might believe and have eternal life. Jesus said, search the scriptures. They talk about me and they show you the way to eternal life. Make the Bible a top priority in 2022. Would you do that? Not just, and again, I reiterate, the schedules are excellent. They help guide us Okay? I use them, recommend them. I thank our brother for making them for us. But don't just read to put a mark through that day. Read to understand. Read to find Jesus. Read to know the truth. Amen. May God bless the teaching and preaching of his word. May God bless his little flock at Bethaven. Brother Keith, if you would dismiss us from the stream.